Hey, Robbie.
Good evening. Mutiny.
How are you?
How are you, Mrs. Hendricks?
Hey, Rachel.
I'm good. How about yourself?
Can't complain.
Long time no see. Like how many minutes? You
I was going to say how many hours since the last time I saw you walking in the morning.
The dog. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Hello, Garrett.
What's
Hello,
up?
Karen, how are you?
Wow. So you guys have this online as well, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Probably the last township to have it.
To still have Zoom?
Yep.
That's a pretty.
Well, I don't know
cool
about that.
Thing.
I don't know of any other ones.
Yeah, we'd be hurting if we didn't have it.
Sometimes even our professionals use it.
I yeah. know.
I think the transparency is important. Bill likes to do it. He likes to come on probably our most frequent visitor.
The correspondence is very heavy today.
Oh, fun, fun.
That looks like you have a lot of stuff there to go over this evening.
I don't know that we have a lot of stuff that we need to address. Is there something you wanted to address?
Well, I just wanted to try to help Mrs. Booter out. I do a lot of the work for her, and I'll probably be the man trying to build this portico. But I brought down some plans and a couple of copies of the survey. Take a look at that.
So it's a construction project?
It's just a portico over an existing. Jerry, you want to take a look there? So you can see there's an existing slab that is there and a walkway that goes up to the front door.
Is that a concrete slab?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And this is what we want to put over said concrete slab. And there's a picture of the concrete slab there on it. So we basically want to put up two posts on the front corner of the slab and then just put a little portico roof over the top of it so that when people come up to our house, they're not getting soaked while Karen takes her time getting to the door. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Karen Clipper.
It's kind of picking on you a little bit, Karen.
Yeah, it is.
Huh?
It is.
I got another one for you too, Bobby, if you want to take a look at it.
Nah, that's good.
I brought down three. I didn't know how many.
Okay.
You got supervisors or councilmen?
Supervisors.
Supervisors. It's like Westfall.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I forgot to turn down my
phone. You're not doing any overhang?
No. So it's basically just going to be straight up, two posts. It's going to be a layover on the roof. All right?
Yep.
So there's a copy of the plan. So you can see the layover on the roof.
Yep.
All right. It's going to be opened at the top. It's going to be really nice because it's going to be all cedar, red cedar. So it's going to be a nice looking little addition to the neighborhood. And I mean, my view on it, when you look at it, the front right corner is of the house is 8.2 inches from the property line.
Yep.
So,
are you going to be putting footers in it? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to put footers under the sidewalk.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be built like a tank, like everything I build. I just don't know if we're going to go through a variance because it is within the setback.
The whole house is within the setback.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So it's like, do we have to go through the variance process for the portico?
I would guess that we have no choice.
Not yet.
The supervisors. We're without our attorney for this evening's meeting because of the change of schedule to the irregular day.
Yeah.
But what I recall, if memory serves me, being told before is that supervisors can't issue waivers of what's in the zoning. It has to go to the zoning hearing board for a variance.
Okay.
We can waive fees. Or rebate fees, perhaps, that are, you know, unused portions or things of that nature, but I'm not sure, I don't know that we could issue a waiver. We can make a choice as far as when someone's taking something to variance, the Board of Supervisors can act to send our attorney and indicate to the ZHB that we are in favor or not in favor of a particular variance being issued. We've done that before, I think, in both directions in the time I've been here.
But
I think that's more or less where we end up going to have, you know, probably going to have to go.
All right, so it's a zoning hearing board. When do they meet? What's the procedure?
As called upon.
As called upon.
Yeah, it's a it's an actual hearing that has to take place. It has to be advertised. You have to notify your neighbors, you know, all that kind
That's what I was afraid of.
You know, all that typical kind of stuff.
All right.
Now, I mean, I do know one of your neighbors could potentially, you know, be
the
person who would cause a complaint. But, I mean, honestly, I think it would be laughable. The ZHB members are reasonable people.
Okay.
It's a three-member board.
Okay.
They have an attorney that advises them. You know, I think it's, you know, I mean, it's kind
more
of as innocuous as we
more
can.
More time-consuming as anything.
Right. Right, and part of that is just you have to get them all together with a lawyer at the same time, at the same place.
What is the fee for this variance? Is there a...
Shahana, what's the variance application fee?
I have to check on that.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know it off the top of my head either.
Yeah.
All right, so what you got, it's a non-conforming lot. So it reduces your setbacks to half of what it was called for.
Okay.
But the front setback can't be less than 25 feet. So you're actually 4'6"
on one side.
4'6" on that one side, but it's a it's an existing slab. So the hardship would be the slab's already existing. You're not making it any bigger
than
the slab.
Right.
You're not making it any more non-conforming.
Right.
No.
You're just adding the top piece of what's already non-conforming.
Correct.
Right. Right. Did you meet with the zoning officer?
I met the new zoning officer because I've already put a shed in up in Moon Valley. I already met Mike. He's a nice guy.
Yes, he is.
Did
nice
he
guy.
Suggest that you come here? Did he suggest that
no,
you
No, I thought that the supervisors were the people that okayed this myself. So we have to fill out the zoning hearing board application.
The variance application.
The variance application.
Did you fill out a zoning app yet?
No.
That has to come
right.
first.
That comes first.
All right.
That comes first.
And then he'll tell you that you're going to have to go for the variance.
And then?
Variance hearings are 900.
Alrighty. Is there any where it's a residential, small, you know, residential deal, but that could be waived or something? Just
we got to pay for the attorney and everything.
Yeah, pay for the attorney and the stenographer.
Right, but unused portions.
Unused portions
would be refunded, and then it's a matter of.
Gotta ask, Gary.
No.
She's a retired school teacher.
I'm trying to think if we've done a waiver of the fee on another non-conforming, because in the back of my head, I think we did. I'm trying to remember who it was. Was it Nichols? Didn't he get a waiver?
I don't remember.
Not that I remember.
I
know we talked about giving a waiver, and just the only thing I had to be paid for was the attorney's bill and the stenographer.
Right, so any unused portion, basically.
Right.
Yeah. So the township didn't lose money, but we didn't. Yeah, you know, we're not supposed to gain any money anyway.
Right.
I think it's going to be a very quick hearing.
Yeah.
When are the
hearings? Mean, you have one neighbor
so
who potentially
they
could.
They don't have scheduled hearings.
I don't
hearings.
Think they will.
I don't think so.
But your first step
really
is to get the zoning.
Pretty innocuous.
Right, and he'll say it requires a hearing and asking for the application for a variance hearing. And then as soon as we get the application with the check, she can call the zoning hearing board members and see when they can all get together as soon as possible.
Very good.
Yeah. Shahana, do you want to get them the application?
Variance?
Yeah.
Zoning permit?
zoning permit.
Application and a variance application, if you could, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Want the building app, though?
Yeah, might as well take the building, because we gotta pull a building permit. Is that the dentist's wife?
Yes.
Oh, that's all.
Shahana.
Yeah.
I just wanna tell them about the building permit. So we're all good, you guys will find out from the zoning officer, and then you guys will make the recommendation, or whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any of us asking the board to take a position against something like that, it's pretty innocuous, so. We're not supposed to act on anything that's not on the agenda.
Right.
So, if you wouldn't mind, if you wanna send the office an email and ask for a fee waiver, and ask it to be put on the agenda for the supervisors' meeting, for our next meeting, that would make sense, and then, trying to think what would be, you know, once the application gets in, the zoning officer will look at it, he'll act on it, we can ask that he do that quickly, but I mean, there's not a lot.
He'll do it quickly, he's been doing them all right away.
There's just isn't a lot there to really, you know.
It's pretty straightforward, it's.
He may go out there, he may go out there and verify the distance, and, you know. I think you're gonna have probably a little bit of extra work in the, having to notify the neighbors.
Are there any survey markers out there, or?
Yeah, I just had it surveyed.
Okay.
Yeah?
Good.
The three front ones, the ones that he would need.
Yeah, that's all he needs.
Now, your immediate neighbors, is that when you say I have to notify the neighbors?
200 feet?
I thought it was only properties that met, like, even across the street.
There's no one across the street. There's a house.
Within 200 feet?
When you go in on that straight up, that bend, is that your house right on the left?
Yeah.
It's Miriam's house. You bought Miriam's.
No. I bought Olson's old house.
Which one?
Olson's, Donna Helm's parents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a long, kind of, tan ranch with a garage.
Okay, so yeah, you have just the woods, basically, across the street.
I do.
The side of Route 6 is what it is.
So the question is it 200 feet from the property? Because it wouldn't be 200 feet from the project necessarily, but if it's 200 feet from the property.
If the neighbors are 200 feet.
Yeah, you might have to notify anyone within 200 feet of the property where the project is taking place.
Okay, not a biggie.
I don't think in that, you know, I don't see having anybody give you a hard time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
All righty, you guys have a lovely evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you both.
Take care.
You too. I don't remember seeing some of this.
I think it came last week.
This is cute.
Yes, isn't it? I was waiting for that. You gotta turn off the hydrant. I don't think they can turn the water off to the building, because that's paid.
What section?
We shouldn't presume.
What section was the conditional uses?
306?
603?
603? I don't memorize them, I click around until I find what I'm looking for. You're much more likely to find the right answer faster than I am.
I don't even know how I ended up here. Okay, that's not it.
Well, I know there were very recent changes made to how that system is online, so.
Yeah, and she, updated them all, as far as I know.
I think she provided Pete the document, one document, for him to pull off and replace.
Yeah, but she was going in there replacing them section at a time.
Well, I don't.
Because I was here.
I don't think that was made clear to Pete, because he asked.
Well, Pete left in a lot of the old stuff, and he said people can't download it or something. I didn't have time to do it. That day I was busy. I didn't have time to check into what that was about.
I sent the updated ordinance last week, I think Wednesday or Thursday, to post the updated ordinance, like all the updates were incorporated into the zoning ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him the updated one, but I don't see the change in the website.
Hmm. Well, you should follow up with him and ask him what his time frame is to get that done. I do know that he emailed me to check, did we expect that the broken out pieces would also continue to be available that would match that document, and I told him that we did. So that may be what the holdup is on that side, but to make sure that they're all up to date, you know, across the whole thing. Well, this is going to have to be addressed. I love them. They are very bold.
Yes, they are.
I it's not a meter. I think this needs to be sent to our attorney for response.
I agree.
It's not a meter. I don't know how you shut it off. County has a model ordinance.
Yes.
That's new. I didn't see this either.
I didn't either.
I don't think this was emailed to us, the data center stuff.
No, it came on Friday, I think.
It says it came on Thursday after hours.
Right.
Yeah. All right, hook the well back up.
No, this is the catch up.
And our attorney needs to respond to that. They never responded to us. That, but we also need to realize that they use a third-party billing company, and they may not have even realized that. I think it's a level of ridiculousness that's unacceptable, personally, but...
Today we are only doing the ordinance, right? We are not working on the data center ordinance itself.
Correct. I'm interested in the origin of this. Did they talk about this at the COG at all?
No.
Okay. This needs to be sent to us and to Planning Commission members electronically. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think we probably should have an executive session and talk about personnel quickly before the regular meeting starts. I'll make a motion to recess the meeting and convene executive session.
I'll second that. All in favor, so you probably say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Hey, Kath.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Oh, I come and you leave?
Yeah. Scared us right out.
Sorry. Yep.
Wasn't that weekly shower today?
Oh, we're going to
the garage. I got 5 minutes here.
I was going to say, it's running ahead according to my watch.
It's like that crazy clock we get out of my... You know, battery runs out there, too.
Does it?
Yeah. It goes nuts.
We don't have a lot of time, but it is LSA month. If we want to apply before the end of the month, we probably should have approval to submit an application on the next agenda. Shohana, please, for LSA.
Okay.
And we may need, we will need updated cost estimates.
I don't know what Jeff is doing it again.
Last time, I know in the interim we actually had John do something.
Yeah.
To certify it with
You know, Jeff did it for a favor because, you know, it's a private party line. He's a PennDOT employee. So
yeah.
He did me that favor. So I think we're better off having John do it.
Yeah, I think that would be reasonable. Thank you. I don't remember seeing this either, but it might have been one of those things that looking at on my phone I glazed over at. The updated maps.
Yeah. The insurance studies. Yeah, I looked at those.
The actual maps are very big. It's in the office.
There's a bigger map out there.
Hi.
Did you look at these, Bob? I know you
looked
up your eyeballs in the flood maps when they first had the proposed ones.
When did these come in?
Kevin?
How are you, Dave?
Hi. Maybe it's a good room. It's only for what was taking east.
Is this one? No. Is it not in the packets? I sent an email.
Yeah, I got yours. This is the only thing I had on it. Let me turn it this way so you can see it better. I didn't understand what you were writing there.
When we were talking about the helicopters flying in and whether we could stop paving at the gates,
right.
Gary said the only problem with it is that the helicopters approach from the yard where the DPW is.
Oh, okay.
And so if we didn't pave that section, all the debris would still be kicked up over there. We would still have the potential of broken windows on that side.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't know when you said they approached from the yard. I didn't know what you meant.
That they were flying in from
they
that
come
direction.
They come around this way and then come in.
That's the only question I had.
Yeah.
That depends on where the wind is. And you take off right out off the field. I don't know how I missed that tree out there.
I have 7 o'clock.
Call me and Milford Township Supervisors to order. And pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of meeting minutes from August 18th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Did you make the motion? Did you just make the motion?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Treasurer's report.
Sure. After the last meeting, I received $100 from zoning and $670 from sewage. And you might want to transfer some money from investment account to the Plinkett account for higher interest. From the last tax, the investment account amount became too high. We are not accruing a lot of interest in that account.
I don't know why we even have an investment account in Wayne Bank when it's only doing 0.10% interest. I don't know why we just don't do our tax. Putting our taxes right in the pledged account directly instead of changing this around all the time. This is all tax money that's coming in that she deposits in the Wayne Bank. And we pull it out of the Wayne Bank after it sits there for a month and put it in the pledged account. I think we should just close the investment account and put all taxes in the pledged account directly.
Is it direct deposit when the tax collector does that, or she give you the checks?
She gives her the checks and she deposits.
So it deposits instantly, but in Plinkett it won't be an instant deposit. It will. I'll have to mail it. I'll have to fill out, and then it will be deposited in a week.
Well, it'll be deposited after it arrives in the mail, which
right.
Yeah.
It could be problematic. So, in that regard, at least it's getting in an account. Perhaps we should implement a policy to immediately transfer the money to Plinkett after it's deposited. Would that work for you, Gary?
Yeah, there's $50,000 sitting there drawing.
Right, but we would cure that problem that way.
Right. We just have to give them like 5 days or something to make sure all the checks.
Make sure the check clears, right. Do we know what the minimum is on that account? Is there a minimum that the bank requires?
I'll have to check on that.
Okay.
What's the closing account pay? Does that pay
in? Yep.
4.13. Wayne Bank's paying 0.10.
Yep.
We're paying them to keep our money.
has that been brought to the attention of the executives at Wayne Bank?
Have you ever brought that up to the manager of Wayne Bank or anything?
Like interest-wise?
Yes.
I didn't ask them to increase the interest amount or anything.
The MBT account, the money market there is at 2.5.
Yeah.
So it's still much lower than Plinkett.
Yeah.
And I understand the convenience because that's where our payroll account is. So it makes it easy to move money into the payroll account from there.
Right.
And what are you moving typically in a month from the payroll account?
I think we authorized 17,000.
Right.
So it doesn't take long, you know.
I have been transferring from Plinkett because we don't keep a lot of money in investment account. So I end up transferring from Plinkett.
Well, if there's money in the Wayne Bank account, that's where it should come from first.
Okay.
For sure. The lowest rate paying place.
Yeah.
to have, are these numbers before this month's transfer has been made?
Damn, what's counts wrong? There's a $30,000 checkout on that. That hasn't cleared yet.
Right, they didn't cash the $30,000 ambulance check. That's why it looks like $57,000, but right. It will soon become $27,000.
Yeah, these numbers are always what the bank currently has and never what is available right. by virtue of outstanding checks. I recall we had that conversation once before. Yeah, I make a motion that as a policy that we transfer money out of the investment account as soon as the checks have cleared so that we can keep it in the highest rate account at all times.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed. The Roadmaster's report. We've been doing some coal patching, and just to bring you up to date, since we joined the one call responses in the last month, we've answered 53 requests to check pipes.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy at times. We had 18 requests last week in one day, and 90% of them has nothing to do with the township. One call has to notify us once a contractor puts in for it, whether it's on private property or anywhere near, because the problem is they use every one of our township roads as a location. So we have been busy with it.
And then you have to figure out
some of them we have to actually go out. A bunch of them, Harvey and I spent last week going out really looking at them. But a lot of times you can figure it out just because they send you a map of the property that they're digging. So far they haven't had no pipes after we parked them. But
well, that's good.
Take a ride up a Weagle Turnpike and look at all the lines on that one.
I have seen all the lines and I ride over that. And I know you told me that UGI is going to be entirely repaving. I, however, have not been holding my breath waiting for that to happen.
Well, one of the things holding up is typically gray towers. If you look up above your road going into yours, there's a cut in the pavement already that they're supposed to work on, and it goes up the gray towers, and gray towers is holding up that berm. I mean, we had to go check that for one call for the paver. Now, you know he ain't going to hit any pipes, but he put in one call, so... Hmm. It's a little crazy, but better safe than sorry. So, yeah, Ford 350's got some problems. That's the one we just put a body on. It runs so good, but it's got some mechanical problems. The front seal and the rear seal's leaking on the motor, and it's got a clunk in the front end someplace. And, transmission lines and stuff like that are starting to rust through pretty good, so it's up to Ray's to get an estimate. But it's got 100,000 miles onto it, and you know, it's 21 years old. But it runs real good. So it's, and to replace it, you're talking $70,000. That's what Milford Borough just paid for their pickup truck, $70,000. It's crazy, the price of these vehicles. So, I'm waiting for we dropped it off last Friday.
Okay,
moving on. Zoning.
After the last meeting, three permits were issued, one for a yard sale, one for a fence, and a change of use to a professional office. And I received a list of property owners that were notified and the receipts for the certified mail from the applicant for the AutoZone conditional use. That's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Public participation. Dave, Kevin, young lady. Secretary's report.
Sure, thank you. I received a change of assessment notice from Pike County Assessment Office, Residence Guide, Senior Citizens Expo, Property Tax and Rent Rebate Program Booklet, grant and funding program directory and a U.S. flag from the representative Jeff Olsomar. Preliminary copies of the flood insurance rate map and flood insurance study report from FEMA. An inspection report and a notice of termination deficiency letter from Pike County Conservation District for a lot in Milford Highlands. They also sent an inspection report for a property on Pioneer Trail. I also received 2025 acts of legislature from PZATS, 2025 ballot for election of trustees from PZATS Unemployment Compensation Group Trust, a sample ordinance for data centers from Mike Mrzinski, September monthly tax summary from Pike County Tax Administrator, and an invitation from the Pike County Public Library for honoring Penny and Doug Lures. And that's all.
What was the one in Milford Island?
Milford, yes.
What was it with the permit?
It's a notice of termination, deficiency letter. It's a deficiency letter.
Termination of the permit?
Inspection report. I think it's in there. It's in the folder.
Drop a pen.
Plan we look for, Bob?
Yeah. Did you send these out?
Yes.
Okay. Look for it. I don't want to waste time here. Just wanted to see what property it was.
Moving on. Old business. Planning for the 250th anniversary celebration, September 27th. Community Engagement Committee.
I sent these flyers. When they're electronic, you can actually click where it says click here. But that's why I put or register from the township website. And I sent a draft press release, but I only sent it yesterday, so I don't know if you all had a chance to look
yep,
at
I looked
any
at
of it.
It's very good.
Good. Are we ready to post it? And
yep.
Okay,
yep.
Great. So we'll get that out. I think we should ask Lorelei to participate, to be here, if she
yes.
if she's available. I don't
yeah.
know if she will be. But,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll make a note to do that. And
Mike said he'd be here.
Great.
Constitution Avenue Bridge updates.
Nothing yet. It's been vacation time for PennDOT people.
Well, on my end.
I saw what you had received. And basically, that's what it says.
So I did get a response from the county on my right to know regarding the Constitution Avenue Bridge. The county does not actually have any traffic counts for the bridge. The county has no grant applications for the bridge since I think it was 2020 was the year I put on my request. So from 2020 to present, they filed no applications. The report on the Constitution Avenue Bridge indicates that there have been, from a layperson's perspective, and I'm waiting to hear what John has to say about it, but it would appear to indicate that maintenance recommendations have been made by the PennDOT inspector since 1998 that have gone with the work not yet planned. So rather accumulating, it has recommendations going starting with 1998 and then 2003 all the way 2013. They just sort of kept accumulating, and all of them that are in the report say work not yet planned. So what wasn't clear to me was whether or not that doesn't recognize work that was done, perhaps.
Right.